we can be satisfied with the points. I can be satisfied with how my team is pushed for the victory. For another side, I cannot be satisfied with many things today. What we are doing in the game is not way what we want to choose. We didn't be enough solid. We make so many mistakes. We make us self so nervous. At the end, in second half, we play some kind of the lottery. Today, we will be a little bit lucky, score in last minute the goal, but this is it's not exactly what I want.
Did you think that maybe this afternoon it was going to turn out like Birmingham last week and you're going to be left ultimately disappointed and losing points again?
I'm not talking about classification table. I am talking about generally what we find it today in the game. Against Birmingham, we simple don't play enough good, and sometimes it's acceptable. What we are doing today is not acceptable, and we cannot give this kind of the vantage for the opposite team. Where we are dominate the game, we have to be ready for play the game without the ball too. We cannot play like the kids in some part of the game. I want to forget immediately this night. I am happy like my players, but it's happy or like supporters, it's happy with these 3 points. But it's nothing more. It's not what we want to play. It's not how we want to fight, how we want to defend. And it's generally if you are not more solid, if you are not more with defensive mind where we need defend. It's very difficult for us to be successful.
Surely you are very proud though of how hard your players worked and how they fought till the end. You know, they played to the whistle.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We push hard. We take so many risks. We won today game. We can lose the game too. We play everything for one card for win the game, especially last half hour. At the end, we all of us can be satisfied with the 3 points. Sometimes it's important where we play bad game and win the game, but it's not question about we didn't play today bad. We didn't. It's part of the game. What is important in the football without the ball, we didn't be enough solid. We didn't be enough with enough attitude. We didn't be enough if good starting position for the fan. And they make us many damage without doing so much, and this is simply not acceptable.
A great goal by Dennis Odoi this afternoon. What were your thoughts when he struck it?
It's nice, but he need improve like my players, but need improve too, and we need be still more available for be part of the team. We must be defender. In sometimes I don't want more goal from Dennis Odoi, Scott Malone and my centre backs. I need they save fast, and where we are in the trouble, they need makes his job what is generally positioned in the field for this player.
Looking ahead to Nottingham Forest on Tuesday, 2 games in very quick succession. Is there going to be an element of squad rotation involved?
We were gonna see. I prefer thinking a little bit and be ready. What is front of us? We need close this page and thinking immediately about Fulham game. Is great and big week is front of us with this step made with 3 points and with some kind of the dilemma what we are doing well and what we must improve immediately, and I expect we're gonna be still in highest mental level for fighting next game what we play today.
Back-to-back home games, is this the time to build momentum now against a Nottingham Forest team who are struggling at the moment?
Yeah, it's true. It's not easy win the game at the back-to-back, and they will gonna arrive hurt with after a very bad result what they made today, and we must be ready. We must to play with desire, with attitude, and understand in the life, like in the football, like in the life, don't exist the present. If you are so generous in this kind of the of the jobs, you cannot be successful.
Finally from me, a return to Craven Cottage for Ross McCormack. Do you think he'll get a good reception from the fans?
I am not care. It's generally not my part of my squad. I am care about my players.